أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا؟ الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. Brothers and sisters, this is arguably one of the scariest verses of the Noble Quran. Why? Because it informs us of a very uncomfortable reality. Now, when someone really cares about you, if they see that you're in danger, they will inform you because they care about you. They will not pretend the danger is not there and delude you only to make you happy for a few moments until you fall into the trap of that danger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy and kindness, informs us of such dangers which threaten our salvation and growth as human beings. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of a very uncomfortable yet important reality, which is that it is possible for a human being to struggle and make effort his entire life only to realize at the end of his life, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, more or less, that it was all in vain. That all of the efforts he made, thinking he's doing the right thing, it was all in vain. He was running after something that wasn't even there. How is that possible? The Holy Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابَهُ وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ.
Imagine you're in a desert. You're thirsty. You've been traveling for a very long time. The thirst is now breaking you. It's brought you to your knees. You need water, and you need it fast. In the distance, you see water. You exhaust your entire effort to reach that water. But when you get there, you find nothing except sand. There was no water there. It was not an oasis, it was only a mirage. This is the beautiful example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. Now, if we analyze this in the example of the desert, there was no water there. The fault was in your perception of the sand that was there. You thought the sand was water. It appeared as if there was water. So this leads us to a very important point, which is that of perceptions. Now, all of our actions, dear brothers and sisters, are based on our perceptions. There was never any water in that desert. It was your perception which was at fault. Now, perceptions are arguably the most important thing that we have. Why? Because our destiny, dear brothers and sisters, is determined by our actions. But our actions are based on our perceptions. Therefore, if we wish to grow and reach our perfection as human beings, the first step that we need to take is to correct our perception before making any movement. And one of the main objectives of the Noble Quran is exactly this. The Quran is here to correct our perception. Now, another name for perception, which is often used, is also worldview, or in Arabic, al-aqidah. It's how you see existence, how you consider existence to be. And this will determine all of your actions. The Quran is here to lead us to an oasis, not a mirage. The Quran says,
ألف لام را ك كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد.
So long as a person is in darkness, that person is unable to perceive clearly. Imagine you wake up one night, you're in utter darkness. You try to clothe yourself, but you mistake your glove for a hat. You mistake your scarf for something else. Why? Because you don't have light in order to see your clothes clearly. It is the Quran, dear brothers and sisters, and nothing but the Quran, which provides us that light to see reality clearly. We only have one life. There is nothing more certain than death. All of us are going to die sooner or later, and all of us will encounter the results of our actions. Yet every one of our actions is based on our perceptions. And it is the Quran that has been revealed to mankind in order to correct our perceptions. Therefore, every single one of us stands in need of the Quran. And this is the first point we need to realize in order to benefit from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who truly benefit from the Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.